and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of December, 2007. It's the birthday of novelist and short story writer Shirley Jackson, born in San Francisco, 1919. Against her parents' wishes, she married a Jewish man, went to live in a small town in Vermont, developed a reputation for eccentricity. Townspeople talked about her behind her back, calling her a witch, an atheist, a Jew, a communist. She felt as though everyone was watching her. And then one day she sat down and wrote a short story about a town where each year one resident is chosen by lottery to be stoned to death. She wrote it in about 2 hours, sent it off to The New Yorker, where it was published in 1948 and generated more mail from readers than any other story in the magazine's history. It was called The Lottery. You can find it in many anthologies. And it was on this day in 1900 that the physicist Max Planck published his theory of quantum mechanics. He was trying to describe the behavior of light and found the only way he could do it was to assume that light travels in little packets, which didn't make sense to him. He called his theory an act of desperation. He assumed that some future physicist would figure out what he had done wrong, but it turned out that he wasn't doing anything wrong. And physicists have been exploring and describing the strange behavior of light and subatomic particles ever since. The basic idea behind quantum mechanics is that particles of light are by nature unpredictable. The physicist Niels Bohr once said that a person who was not shocked by quantum theory did not really understand it. Max Planck died in 1947. He never came to fully accept his own theory, but his discoveries led to the development of modern electronics, including the transistor, the laser, and the computer. Here's a poem for today by George Johnston entitled Farewell to Teaching. Knowing what I now know, would I have consented to be born? Next question. When it comes time to go, will I go forlorn or contented? Ask again. Anything in between should be easier. Okay. What made up my mind to come to Carleton? Work. My kind of work was not easy to come by. I came by it at Carleton. It was simple as that. And lucky, plain lucky. I cannot account for luck, but I can be grateful. What was my kind of work? Presumably teaching, whatever that may be. Teaching is a kind of learning, much like loving, mutual goings-on, both doing each to each, mutual forbearance. Life itself, you might say. Whatever teaching is, did I enjoy it? Yes. Am I glad to leave it? Even of life itself, enough is enough. Goodbye, Dow's Lake. Goodbye, Tower. Essays, papers, exams. You I can bear to leave. But how shall I improve the swiftly dimming hour? I shall deteriorate amid bucolic dreams and gather in my fate. There's lots worse ways than that. Goodbye, good friends. Alas, some goodbyes are like death. They bring the heart to earth and teach it how to die. Earth, here we come again. We're going out to grass. Think of us now and then. We'll think of you. Goodbye. A poem by George Johnston, Farewell to Teaching, from The Essential George Johnston, published by The Porcupine's Quill and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. And Fox Home Entertainment presenting Once, the tale of a serendipitous meeting on the streets of Dublin, between an Irish busker and a poor Czech immigrant, sparking a bond that plays out in this music film on DVD Tuesday. Production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.